You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. An annual concert series in North Idaho won't be allowing guns this year. The Bonner County Daily Bee reports that the two-week waterfront concert series called the Festival at Sandpoint is getting blowback from Second Amendment rights supporters who say they should be allowed to carry guns at War Memorial Field. That's the location where the concerts take place. The Guns in America Project has been looking at how county fairs have become Idaho's latest gun rights battleground. Canyon County and Twin Falls have been the focus of disagreements over whether to let guns on fairgrounds. Heath Druzin with Guns in America and Boise State Public Radio is joining us live in studio to explain what all is going on. Welcome back to the program, Heath.
Thanks, Gemma. Good to be here.
Okay, so what the heck, basically, do fairs and festivals have to do with the Second Amendment? I mean, you don't really think of the two of them going hand in hand.
Right. It's not what you think of as your sort of classic gun battleground. You think of cotton candy and families and rides.
Right.
But so county fairs tend to be on county land. And a lot of festivals that cities have, like this one in Sandpoint that we'll talk about a little more, are on city or county land. So it's become a flashpoint basically because of a part of Idaho code that says cities and counties cannot ban guns on their own land unless expressly allowed to by the legislature.
Okay, so then talking about the legislature, do we have something in our Constitution that says county fairgrounds are off limits and you can't carry?
Well, there's nothing specifically about fairgrounds. I'm not even sure if that designation existed back then.
But
I'm not sure. But there is statute that's fairly clear. And so what's been happening is there's been some county fairs that gun rights advocates have. There's either been real or perceived gun bans. Canyon County was a real one. And in that case, the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance president, Greg Pruitt, he heard about this ban and he showed up with a handgun. They didn't let him in at first. He filmed all of this, of course. And he said, well, actually, you know, the Idaho law says I can because it's on county land. And eventually they did relent and clarify that you could carry weapons at the county fair.
So at the Canyon County Fair, if I'm understanding this right, they, whoever puts the fair together, county officials, had banned it. But per our code, they actually don't have the ability to ban that?
Well, what's clear in the code is that county and city governments cannot ban guns on public land. What we might be finding out in Sandpoint, because Sandpoint has they have not backed down. The festival at Sandpoint is this music festival there. Mm-hmm. Happens every year. They do not allow guns there, and they are continuing to enforce that rule. As of now, they've said they're sticking with that rule. Now, the difference there is that it is run by a private organization that leases the land for the festival, and the city said that anyone leasing their land is allowed to make their own rules. A lot of people disagree with that up there. In fact, the county is the one pushing back, and the county sheriff is pushing back on the city.
Really? So take us back to Sandpoint. Then this is, as you said, an annual music festival, and I mean 2 weeks, and every year they have not allowed guns. Correct.
Correct. So why it's coming up now? You know, it's unclear. I think maybe guns are on people's minds more. Certainly part of the, part of the nervousness that people have at these festivals is what we saw with the tragedy in Gilroy at that garlic festival where, a man opened fire and mm-hmm. killed and injured quite a few people.
So this has kind of become a flashpoint, it seems like, here in Idaho. And why?
You know, I think it's the summer season. You've got a lot of county fairs going on. And I think gun rights activists, especially at Canyon County, seem to really get things going. Obviously, it's in the Treasure Valley where you've got a lot of Idaho's population. And that video went pretty viral in the state. and then other gun rights activists picked up on that, and they started questioning other county fairs. Now, in the case of Twin Falls, what happened there was that happened after shortly after the shooting in California, in Gilroy, California, and the sheriff just asked people not to bring their guns and said, you know what, we've got security handled. Now, that ended up in a controversy, and some people thought that Twin Falls was banning guns at the county fair. To be clear, they were not. The sheriff had just requested that people leave their guns at home. But certainly he got in a lot of hot water with some gun rights activists.
We're talking with Heath Drewsen with Guns in America and Boise State Public Radio. We're talking about counties and cities and the Second Amendment and how county land and city land plays into this whole debate. So take us back up to Sandpoint then, because it's interesting that the county and the sheriff are the ones pushing back on this.
Right. The city so far is standing firm, but the county government does not agree. And the county government actually, they had a lawyer write a letter questioning the policy to the city and asking for a response. The sheriff, who has been very kind of in this so-called constitutional sheriff group where they're very hardline about gun rights, he said that if there's going to be a lawsuit, he's, you know, willing to jump in. Now, there isn't one yet, to be clear. They've just asked for a clarification of the policy. And the letter did say that it appeared that the policy violated the law.
And have we seen other examples of other counties, other cities, you know, besides Twin and Canyon County?
Well, you know, it started to kind of have a ripple effect, and there's some legislators for whom guns are kind of the main issue. One of them is Chad Christensen in eastern Idaho, and, you know, he even started talking about a local county there before really getting clarification on it, and it turned out that that county didn't actually ban guns, so it kind of got a momentum of its own. But it's unclear how many counties actually do ban guns. The only one that was confirmed was Canyon County, and they did quickly reverse that policy when faced with that statute.
But should anyone in Idaho be surprised by a debate like this or a controversy like this happening?
I'm less and less surprised every day by something coming out of left field to become a gun issue. It seems like that debate is really coming to a head, and it's in places that you wouldn't necessarily expect, like the fair now.
Right. And what would you say when you've gone out and talked to people? What are people, you know, most concerned about when it comes to where people are carrying guns? Because I go to, just as a parent, the fair is where you take your kids, and there's a lot of people. It just seems like now I have to be on hyper alert when I go to the fair.
Right. And I mean, you've got people of two minds, really. You've got people who go to the fair and see people carrying guns at the fair as a potential danger, right? They would like law enforcement to provide the security, and they think people carrying guns doesn't make them safer, it makes them less safe. Now, you've also got a very vocal group who thinks the complete opposite,
right.
And that by not arming themselves, a shooter like the one at that Gilroy Garlic Festival is going to be able to kill more people. They think it's safer to have people armed at the fair. And there's not much middle ground there. These two groups of people see the same situation as basically in completely opposite terms.
And this is kind of where the whole issue with Sandpoint comes up, because some people are arguing, we actually don't want to go to the festival if it's a gun-free zone.
Right. Right. Exactly. People see gun-free zones as places that are targets. Now, I think festival promoters would say, look what happened in Las Vegas, where you had this country music festival, which became, you know, one of the worst mass shootings in American history. So it's one of those issues that I think people are going to have a hard time finding middle ground on when you're talking about carrying guns at public events.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the issue, is finding the middle ground on it, right?
That is the ongoing issue, and I don't know if there's light at the end of the tunnel yet.
Yeah. I want to thank you for coming in and talking more about this, Heath. We've been talking with Heath Drewson with Guns in America and Boise State Public Radio, talking about counties and cities and the Second Amendment. And, of course, we will be hearing more of that, about that as Heath continues reporting for Guns in America. Thanks so much, Heath.
Thank you.
I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.